I didn't know how important physical healing is until you have some physical anomalies going on. And we say, man, I'm like I'm feeling. But I tell you, I've had a little bit of inflammation on my right side, and man, I just couldn't figure out where that's coming from. I hadn't overexerted myself. But these tabernacles experience different reactions as you get older and your body is doing certain things, and then the food we have is no good, and then the air we breathe in is polluted, and the water we drink is polluted. It's just that we are fighting, we have been immersed in a poisonous ambient, and we're trying to get the best out of these tabernacles of clay. And I tell you, we gotta constantly be, we gotta be pushing for the healing. I'm telling you, some things you can execute with and get lumber. There's sometimes you need a touch, you need
Yes.
deliverance, you need deliverance. And he said your healing would spring forth speedily. And you got to give the body the right input to be able to be healed, y'all. And I look, I'm so frustrated with some of my relatives who we all have experienced different things in our latter years. And some of us is doing something about it, and some of us not doing nothing. But I'm telling you, if you do not react in a way to resolve, then ultimately it will be your human undoing. And that's what I try to realize. I want to catch that thing while it's only a sniffle and work on it at that level versus a full-blown delirious. I don't know, I'm out of my right mind. No, I don't want to get to that level. I want to, because see what ends up happening, and the medical profession, when they assess your status, they got a battery. They got a battery of man-made alternatives they would love to unleash on you. Don't think that they sit back and say, well, no, we're not quite ready to do that yet. Let's just wait. Let's just wait and see through these natural avenues. And now, when you walk in there, they got a prescription made out for you before you even slide back into your garments. I can't, you know, my thing is, if I know I don't know what's wrong with me, and I go to you and I've been with you 5 minutes, and you done diagnosed me, no, you guessing at what's wrong with me. I want you to make an intelligent guess, but my scenario is I want my healing to spring forth speedily. I don't want to be sick a long time, and my righteousness to go before me. But I want the esteem of Yahuwah to really be evident and present in my life. You know, you get to an age after living on this earth so long, you really don't have anything to prove to anybody. And the scenario is we would love to be held in the high esteem of humanity. We would. But at the end of the day, there are so many diverse opinions as to what Elohim wants, what Elohim desires. Now, I know what he desires, but if I tell the people that, there's all kind of, well, you can't live that way. You can't, yeah, it's always what you can't do. But Elohim expects you to do. He says, then when you call, Yahuwah would answer. That's what we want to be. When you cry, he would say, here am I. That's where we want to be.
That's
I
right.
don't, you know. Now I do know this earthly house of tabernacles is being dissolved. I know for a fact I can't do what I did 10 years ago. I know that for a fact. But that does not change my relative capability to contribute. I can contribute. And if you take away, he said, what did he say here? Let me go back in
Take
there.
away the yoke.
You take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of unrighteousness, If you extend your being to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted being, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness will be as noon. Y'all, that's some powerful stuff there.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, the effects of breaking the yokes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the results of breaking the yoke. And we can never lose sight of the hungry, the widows, the fatherless. We can't ever lose sight of those individuals. Now, what I found out, some of these folks, it's hard to assist them because ultimately we want them to be delivered from the pitfalls of this life. That's what has put many of them in that type of a setting. See, we want them to be delivered from that. So we just have to keep on. Look like when it says a never-ending battle for truth, justice. Yeah, we gotta keep on. But we want the Elohim of heaven to be able to assist us. Yeah. Now, if you extend your being to the hungry and satisfy the being afflicted, the afflicted being, this is light casts out darkness. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting here tonight. I turned the lights on before the call commenced because I wanted to have a good ambient in here. But the light, he said, your light shall dawn in the darkness. And you know, when the light starts coming up, the darkness dissipates. Yeah, a darkness cannot comprehend light. It is eviscerated by light. It goes away. And some of us, that darkness thing, I don't like being in no dark, gloomy, unsettling ambient. I just don't. I don't like it, y'all. I tell my wife and my daughter and them when we're on the road that some of the best time of my day is when the sun is coming up and the dawn is being shown. That is some of the most enjoyable time for me. And Elohim wants us to be that way spiritually for his people. And he really wants, he says, what, your darkness be as noon. Now, you know, at noon, that brightness is shining, y'all. So if he wants your darkness to be as noon, he doesn't want any darkness to be in your existence. And that's why this fast, which he is targeting, is more than just you missing a few meals. No, it's a transformative fasting. See, transformative. Now let's look at this last verse here. And this is what I like. Everything with Elohim is progressive. We don't understand that sometimes. We're looking for a home run. But Elohim wants to progressively lead us because he doesn't want us to give up any ground. The ground that we take, it's his desire that we keep that. We don't be a victim. We don't lose ground. But he says, then Yahuwah would guide you continually, mm-hmm, and satisfy your being and draw and strengthen, right, your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden, mm-hmm, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Now, once again, that water is a natural, essential entity in your ability to be viewed as sufficient. You got to have a source, something that is keeping you spiritually hydrated. You got to do that because the scripture is saying Elohim would guide you continually.
Right,
That means
right.
he's providing the direction, and then he'll keep you high, keep your bone, you're being hydrated, hydrated, strengthen your bones, and your waters do not fail. The source of your hydration will not fail. And I tell people, it is so important. I was amazed this year, this past year. My daughter was, we took a tree out of her yard. Again, in typical Ella Anderson fashion, I got busy and I forgot that we need to plant some seeds. Well, all of a sudden, God then planted some seeds, and I was so amazed that just through continual watering.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I told her, water this twice a day. Just continue. And all we did, we didn't even throw no fertilizer out there on them seeds. Supposed to have had some type of some fertilizer in with the seed when we bought it. But I was amazed at how quick the seed germinated. And we, as it said here, we continually put the water on it. It was like a watered garden. And the same is in the spiritual. He wants us to be well hydrated. Oh, he wants to keep the water on you to where you will produce abundantly and on top of abundantly.
Yes.
The only way you can do that, number one, you got to break off the yokes, y'all. Got to get rid
right.
of all this stuff. And you got to, some of the environments, I remember this, and I'm telling a lot of stories tonight, but I'm trying to make a point because I want you to get the point on this here tonight. You got to have some understanding. I took a job back in 2009. I never should have took it, but I was, my pride was getting in the way, and I took the job. And I got it there, and I really come to understand that I wasn't getting any satisfaction out of that job because I wasn't being hydrated. There was nothing at the end of the day that made me feel the rejuvenating flow of fluids in me. I hated to go out to that place because all I knew that I was it was going to be a beatdown. And the scenario was, I made up in my mind I was going to quit that job. But I'd never quit a job before, so, you know, I didn't know how to go about it. Well, I did the chicken man's way out. I typed up some resignation letters and went in early one Friday morning. It was putting my books in there, and they was already, the boss was already, and they just was saying different things to me. And I was, yeah. And I just dropped the three resignation letter on their desk, and I hightailed it out of there. And for the rest of the morning, they called me, and I wouldn't answer the phone. Yeah. I wouldn't answer the phone and went down the next week, and I got a job at Chrysler. But what happened, I had to take myself out of that bad setting. You can't, if you're in a bad setting, employment, where you don't have any self-actualization, or the there's nothing coming out of that gig that's self-actualizing for you. And I can say this because I've done it. You need to quit that job and get you something more suited for what your skill set is. I believe that, y'all. Somebody said, well, the answer then, what if I'm in the food line? Well, it's time to start trusting Elohim of heaven and earth. But I can tell you right now, if you're in a setting that's putting misery, gloom on you, you won't prosper. You may get a check. You may get a couple of high fives from the other reindeer, but you won't prosper because there's too much that's going against what the Creator naturally knows should be a hydrating environment. You
All
should
right.
be watered, or like a well spring of water, like a well-watered garden. I'm telling you. And so many times people have said that they quit jobs and taken jobs that are more aligned with their skill set and they like, and all of a sudden they are more productive.
All right.
You can't be optimizing environment where you don't feel good about being there. You can fake it, try to fake it, but eventually it's going to come out of you. And then I'm going to tell you, all the king horses and all the king man can't say enough good words to keep you be motivated again. It don't work like that. Now you got to be in settings that are self-actualizing, that promote you to do and exceed above your capability. And that's how he wants us to be spiritually. Be in environments that will motivate us to go well beyond what our capabilities and skill sets are, because we are being watered and we are being guided by the creator of heaven and earth. Oh yeah, y'all. Somebody said, well, the reason you talk about quitting jobs because you retired. No, I still got a gig, but it's something I like doing. But I do know I prefer doing what I like than being in somebody else's sandbox doing something I have no comprehension of what I ought to be doing. All right, everyone, get off that. Now, yeah, your light would bring. Now, here's what he expects of all of us, y'all. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been trying to make some correction in your life. You know, he expects all of us to have some light.
Yes, I understand.
He really does, folks.
That's right.
That light, or H216, or illumination, lightning, happiness, bright, clear. Yeah. He, you know, I'm telling you, the thing that probably really offends him the most is when his people, whom are supposedly walking after him, called by his name, are in that gloom, despair, uncharted waters. He said, listen, your light should be breaking forth if you are doing the talk fast and breaking out every yoke and your righteousness going before you. There ought to be some results. But I'm gonna tell you, if he looks and he assesses us as not making the bare minimum progress, he's not happy with us, folks. Because he wants us to be bright and clear.
Yeah.
You know, I get asked questions all the time. And sometimes I don't know the answer, and I can say I don't know the answer. But on the things that Elohim has truly revealed through his execution in our lives, through his revelatory deliberation in our spirits, some things I'm very sure and confident of. Even though I might say, can I get a witness? And I only may get maybe one person and their hand is only going halfway up. But see, think about it. As we go through life, we experience and we begin to know what'll work and what won't work. And I can tell you many cases what will not work. Because I've tried it and it didn't work. Or I've seen others try it, it didn't work. So why should we be working on those things and messing around with them while we're trying to root out these things, these yokes that hold us out of the approval of the Elohim of heaven and earth?
Yes.
He wants us to be illuminary. He wants us to be bright. So that's all I'm gonna do on that. I don't want to get too. It says causatively to make luminous, set on fire.
All right.
He's not looking for no cold drive. You ought to have some enthusiasm about yourself. There ought to be something there down inside of you telling you to go ahead instead of crying the blues. Yeah, he'll let you cry the blues a little time, but he won't tell you like he told him to get up, Joshua. Yeah. It went after they lost the city, or they lost that ballet. Yeah, told him get up, Moshe. Told him get up. See, sometimes Elohim will let you cry around there for a little while, but then he's gonna tell you to get up, boy. And he means it. Like I said, that's human expression that crying, Bobby. That's not going to move the needle in the direction Elohim wants it moved. All right, let me keep going here, y'all. Yeah. Oh, my Father. This is one of my favorite passages here. Yeah, let me just go that back up. And those from among you, Isaiah 58:12, shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Now, I hope you see in this picture, after you break them yokes and destroy all that stuff that's holding you back, the Creator said, I want you to now become a laborer, a repairer of the breach, and a restorer of the streets to dwell in. Everything that got disrupted, that's been breached, that's been out of alignment, he said, now I want you to go